Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So we talked about one of the roadblocks is you know, self-preservation. We're kind of going in, going, I can't fail again, and you're pulling in. And so somehow this is up to you to make sure I'm okay because I can't fail again. And when we start to make choices just to not lose rather than playing to win, we're not going to win. Any other obvious roadblocks that you notice that really almost ensure failure versus success?
Well, you know, a lot of the things we've been talking about so far, in a way, apply to first married couples as well as couples in blended families. There's some real uniquenesses about the blended family dynamic. But here's another one that applies to all marriages. And sure enough, this is true for couples in step families as well. We found through our research that couples in healthy blended families, couples in poor blended family situations were four times as moody as couples in healthy marriages. They were three times more critical and negative of one another. They were seven times more controlling. They're twice as unhappy and grumpy and stubborn, and they're four times with the temper, you know, having quick reactions and harsh reactions with one another. Now, contrast that to a couple who's doing the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, right? What a contrast between that list and the list of things that pulls apart a marriage relationship. That's true for everybody.
Wow. And another thing I read in your book was the likability factor. And I went, eek, because not everybody's likable. Is this something that we can change? I think I know the answer, but I want to hear what you have to say. What did you learn about the likability between the spouses?
Yeah, well, I think it is something we can change. I mean, this is where God grows us up, right?
Yep.
And I say to couples, and this also applies to step-parents, for example, if you're kind of moody or you got a quick temper, it's really hard for stepchildren to warm up to you, right? It's really hard for a spouse to want to invest themselves with you. It's hard for the spouse to say, you know what, I'm going to trust my kids with you. No, if you got a quick temper and you're pretty harsh and out of the chute, you're negative and critical about something, and everybody starts tiptoeing around you. They want to avoid. Well, that doesn't generate and foster trust in a relationship, right? Think about the fear that we started talking about at the top of the program. Something like this does what to fear? Oh, it escalates it. It just makes me more fearful that I can't trust you, that I can't be with you, that my kids are not safe around you. So the fear goes up, and anytime fear goes up, the relationship quality goes down.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.